It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time now for Wisconsin Life. People across the state will be celebrating July 4th with parades and fireworks. This year, of course, is extra special as it marks the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
WPR's Bridget Bowden tells us how one Wisconsin community is celebrating a key figure in American independence with a new work of theater.
Singers are warming up for a dress rehearsal at the Adams Community Theater in Adams, Wisconsin. They're getting ready to celebrate America's birthday with an original play about their city and county namesake, founding father John Adams.
In many ways, he's kind of the forgotten founder. We think of Washington and Franklin and Jefferson, but Adams was there all the time.
That's Adams County Historical Society President Michael Gock. He wrote Abigail and John, the first couple of the United States, a new play making its debut at the old refurbished movie theater along the town's main drag. John Adams was the driving force behind the Declaration of Independence, and Gock says his influence went far beyond that.
He was involved in every important political event in the Revolutionary era from before 1776, and all the way up until he left the presidency in 1801.
As Gock researched Adams, he also learned more about First Lady Abigail Adams. In the play, John and Abigail sit at a table reading letters they wrote to each other over the years. Most of the dialogue was pulled directly from real historical letters from the many years the two spent apart while John worked to establish a new country.
They cared about the country. They worked hard. They stayed together for 54 years, and as John said, they were like steel to magnet.
As the lights come on, actor Aaron Bonnet takes the stage in a tricorn hat.
Good day, my fellow patriots. I am John Adams. You know me as the second president of the United States. I am also the namesake of your county, this city, and this theater.
He says along with worrying about founding a new country, John and Abigail's letters show that they dealt with the same problems that many married couples face today.
How much time do you dedicate to your profession? How much time do you dedicate to your family?
The comparison is made all the more real for Bonnet by the fact that Abigail is played by his real-life wife, Tanya Bonnet.
He was my dearest friend, and I his.
Everyone's heard of John Adams, and everybody knows what he did for our country, but here there was this really strong woman next to his side, advising him, and he really had a high amount of respect for her and turned to her a lot, and I think that's something that history just hasn't told us about.
Mind the music and the step and with the girls the hand.
The play's dialogue takes place over four short acts with songs from a local choir in between. Music director Sandra Swisher Pfeiffer says the pieces are all from that time period.
The hot hits of the 1770s. yes, one of the songs is we know is Yankee Doodle, but it's a slightly different version because it's the totally American version, not the British version that was intended to make fun of the colonials.
For Swisher Pfeiffer, the play has been a profound experience, especially during tumultuous political times.
It can be easy for me to feel a little bit discouraged now, but this gets back to the importance of of honor and of liberty and freedom and how no one individual should have total power of in any sense within the government. And it's reminded me of where we started, and that's made me feel good.
And she hopes the audience will feel the same.
That is WPR's Bridget Bowden who brought us that story. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.
And if you have a unique community event or performance like the one we just heard about, we would love to hear from you and possibly feature it in a future conversation here on Wisconsin Today or possibly on Wisconsin Life. Send us an email, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. This is WPR News.